We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Like, there's no, I'm not going to sit here today and say these guys are dogs and these guys didn't try and they have no heart or anything like that, because that's not the way it is and that's not the way I feel. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way about Doug. I don't like Jim Schwartz. I'll tell you, that's the one exception to everything.
Wow.
I'm not a Jim Schwartz fan. But like, these are still a lot of the players that went to the Super Bowl still have that. And so really, like, I still feel great about the Super Bowl with them. But the bottom line is you're 4-5 now.
Yeah.
It's the same thing week after week after week. The offense sucks in the first half. The defense can't hold a lead, and they suck in the second half. And that's it. And that's where you are. And the coach doesn't seem like that he can push the right button at any time.
Well, he's trying to. He's trying to. And, you know, you hear him up there talking, and he's searching for answers. You know, you're trying to keep everybody together without pushing the panic button, because players are watching that stuff. They can sense if the head coach is gotten into a sort of a panic mode and doesn't really know which way to go and is pointing the fingers at this group or that group. You know, you don't want to do that as a coach, because as a head coach, he is responsible for the entire team, and he sets the tone. And you start doing that stuff, and then next thing you know, players are doing it. Right? Then players are pointing fingers. And that's not what this group has been about. That's not what the culture has been that they've sort of built since Doug got here. And so, listen, the only way, this town is about tough love. And it's a results-oriented based business. That's what the NFL is. You only get 16 of these, man. And that's why they are important. You only get 16 of them. And so when you lose a game, it bothers people here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never going to change.
Nope.
That's never going to change, and nor should it change.
Nope.
And listen, they want to change the tone in the city, the vibe around the team. Go win football games.
They need to win. You're right.
Go win football games. This isn't about who deserves to be the head coach and trade this player. Nobody's even talking about any of that stuff. This is about looking at this team and coming to grips with what we're watching. And,
yep.
and a lot of us coming to grips with what we should expect the rest of the way. See, that's what fans, not fans, but the organization and people who may think that we're coming down too hard on the Eagles should realize. We're trying to figure out how the hell to proceed moving forward with this team this year.
Yeah.
Should we care? Right? Should we care?
Yeah, well, starting tomorrow, it's going
to
be
People want to know, do they need to spend money on making plans for tailgating? You got the holiday season coming up. Right? People got to shop for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and people are trying to figure out, should I be trying to make a trip to L.A.? For the Rams game.
Should I take over
the Rams stadium?
Should I go on StubHub and pay $300
right.
for a ticket?
Exactly.
Yep.
People trying to figure that out right now.
What
to do with this team.
And by the way, Peter King, for all the people, for all the Bush League booers last night going into halftime, people paid hundreds of dollars for a ticket that wanted to go and be there to see the game. Not just whatever value is, which I know is a lot of money in itself. You're talking about fans that you – Philadelphia sports fans use their leisure money on their sports teams.
Yes.
So it hurts when we show up for a game thinking this is going to be the turnaround of a season, only to score 3 points and let the team just waltz down the field before halftime.
Yeah, and it's not our job to reduce expectations. The organization didn't reduce expectations. And we wouldn't have liked it had they reduced expectations.
They just traded a third-round draft pick.
The GM just went out and got a rod receiver and gave up a third-round pick. They haven't reduced expectations. You know, they aren't taking the season off from an organization standpoint is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, some of these players may have, But the organization has it.
Let's go to the phones. DJ in Levittown, Pennsylvania. Hi, DJ.
Hey, how are you guys? First of all, I'd like to thank you for your service with the Eagles. I wish
a lot of guys on this team
would have your heart.
Well, they
We'd
do.
Be a lot better than 4-5 right now.
Well, they do. They won a Super Bowl, though. I did.
I know. So I'm still mad as I know. Hell. Yeah. Just a little upset right now.
Yeah.
First of all, don't you think we're a little bit expecting too much? I mean, except for last year, we are a 7-9, 8-8 team, and last year might have been a gift from the football gods.
Huh?
Did you say? With the exception of last year, we're a 7-9 team.
I think we are what we are. I mean, the last 5 years before last year.
Yeah, but those players weren't on the team.
7-9, 8-8.
But they have Carson Wentz now. You like Carson?
I love Carson Wentz.
Okay, then why should they just be 7-9? They have an elite young quarterback.
I think we're expecting too much. We shouldn't get too upset. And look, I'm upset as anybody, but
you don't sound it.
You know what you sounded,
DJ? You sound disappointed.
You're right, Johnny Marks. You're right. I am disappointed.
Now, is it only disappointment and not anger because of the Super Bowl last year?
A little bit. A little bit.
Now we're talking because I think there's some people out there, Ike.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like that today, but it takes some of the sting away, I guess.
A little bit, but I still wish our guys had Ike's heart. And, Ike, thank you for what you did for our Eagles team.
Oh, thank you, DJ. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, DJ.
I don't doubt their heart.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't doubt their heart.
No, it looks like they doubt themselves on the field. It looked like in the first half last night, Carson was saying, damn, this isn't working. Right, he's pressing out there, and then he looked a lot better in the second half. He looked like the gunslinger. I don't know whether to blame Doug for the first half because of what he was calling and what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. It was another week that they came out, and I went into halftime thinking, what is Doug doing? What was that for the first half? You had a whole week, and you got 3 points. You had a whole bye week. You got 3 points coming out.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I blame them all.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think anyone's excluded in for the way they came out and played.
Yep. Yep. Let's go to Antonio. Are you in Memphis, Antonio? What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Ike and Mark, love your show, man.
Right on.
And appreciate that, Tony.
Keep doing your do or whatever. I'm in Memphis, but I'm from L.A. But I've been an Eagle fan for a long time. I was a fan because in the fourth grade, the ultimate weapon. So I've been an Eagle fan. The Michael Vick before Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my point is saying that this team won games last year that they're not winning this year. And you brought it up, Ike. Mm-hmm. Just the small things, the turnovers, the takeaways, we're not getting them.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, but Jordan Hicks has been mysterious. No interceptions, no forced fumbles, no nothing. And I know we're getting guys off the street, but damn, come on, man. Let's step it up. This Sticks defense, I was freaking livid on that 3rd and 15.
Oh, my God. I can still see it, Antonio.
I was actually at the freaking Titans game.
Oh yeah! Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God! I could not believe it. Are you saying 3rd and 15, 4th and whatever, 4th and 98? Just give it to them.
Right.
This defense has got to step up. Period. Point blank. Period.
Antonio, at this point, especially with Ron Darby going down, I think we have to look past the defense stepping up, and we have to look at the offense to outscore what the defense is going to give up. And,
yeah,
you know, at this point, I don't know if you can count on that either.
Well, because here's the thing I'll tell you. The Rams defense isn't good. Anytime they play any quarterback
worth a damn,
they've given up points all over the place.
Yeah, you're doing the pregame yesterday, so I'm watching I actually went away from Red Zone to watch a little bit of that game.
The Rams in Seattle?
And then I went back to Red Zone. But, listen, every score the Rams would have, Seattle would answer right back. I mean, it was just back and forth, back and forth.
That's all the Rams do. They just figure we're going to outscore you.
Here's the problem. You're not going to be able to score enough points to beat the Rams or the Saints.
Exactly.
Mark Ingram had a touchdown reception yesterday. Was it a screen? Was it a wide receiver screen or a wheel route?
A little screen, yeah. It was like a screen, running back screen.
He didn't run 100 miles an hour. It started around the 20. Mm-hmm. He didn't run 100 miles an hour trying to run in the end zone. He was patient. He let the blocks set up. He ran mm-hmm. behind the blocks. He did a nifty spin move at like the 7-yard line. Missed, mm-hmm. let a couple guys miss. I see that play, and I'm thinking, the Eagles don't even have half of a guy that could, you know, like not even half of a chance to do that.
Right.
They have nobody. And that's their second back.
Yeah, that's the second back.
It's their second back.
Yeah. And only got one wide receiver.
Yeah, because Kamara's the other wide receiver, yeah. and he's a running back. I mean, the talent level, Drew Brees is playing unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the, like, we're looking at a picture of the, everybody's making a lot of this 3rd and 15 to end mm-hmm. the first half. Mm-hmm. They're at the 35-yard line, and so they're playing soft on it, right? Because they're expecting, hey, we're going to play to the sticks. We're going to keep everything in front of us.
Now,
what was the problem with what they were doing and what the Cowboys did?
Well, what has happened, because the Eagles have shown this several times on film now, teams are game planning, expecting the Eagles to play this type of defense.
Play the soft coverage.
Play this soft coverage where they're going to rally to the football and come up and make a tackle. The problem is offenses have, instead of using wide receivers to block for the running back down the field, they've gotten smarter, and now they're releasing the linemen, right? So they're running like a screen play. So here's the problem that the Eagles have when they run this defense. When you have three offensive linemen running at little DBs.
Against Rasul Douglas and
Douglas and Maddox.
Or whatever
and, yeah. So the DBs, they don't necessarily want to take the linemen on. So they run around the blocks.
Well, TK said this, and he was right. Rasul Douglas totally just
– yeah.
He tried to just guess inside so he didn't have to take on the block.
And the way you take on a screen is you don't run around screens, because good running backs that know how to set up the blocks, they're going to play off of you running around the offensive lineman. So screens, the way you're supposed to defend them is you're supposed to take on the blocker and defeat the blocker.
And keep them to the inside? Is that the goal?
You always keep them to where your pursuit is coming from. So you should never let the screen get outside you, because you don't have any defensive help coming.
Well, he went inside, Douglas.
Yes, Douglas went inside. Who was it? Gallup, I believe it was, yes. The wide receiver. Set the block up nicely, went right outside, and was untouched. Was untouched until, I mean, Malcolm didn't have a chance to get over there to him.
It was a 25-yard game.
Yeah,
or on
3rd and 15.
Yeah, no, it worked. It looked easy. They made it look easy. They executed the play.
A 25-yard gain on a play that was thrown a yard in front of the line of scrimmage, where you had defenders running up to make the tackle. How does that turn into a 25-yard play unless you're running around the blocks? In other words, you're creating a bigger hole for the ball carrier, because you're not taking on the blocker. Again, if this was a linebacker, linebackers are trained to take on these blockers and defeat them. We're talking about DBs.
Yeah.
They weigh 180 pounds.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And that's why that defense isn't a good defense to call.
What do you call there?
To me, just play zone defense. Play zone defense and rally up and make the tackle. When it's 3rd and 15 in that situation, you have to know all the Cowboys are doing is trying to get you to use your timeouts in case they have to punch you the ball.
So it's just they want a safe pass.
Something simple.
Safe, yeah.
That's why when it was 2nd and 23, they ran the draw.
Keeps the clock rolling. They get 8 yards.
You gave up 8 yards. Yeah. Perfect call. I'm in the press box. I'm sitting there. I like to yell out the plays sometimes. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. But I'm saying on that third down, I said, okay, here comes another draw or screen.
Right.
Like, you know what they're going to run, a draw or a screen.
So if Zeke only gets 3 yards on that second down play, they're probably just running another ball just to make you use the timeout.
Yeah,
or they're doing the same thing with another safe pass.
Yes.
Right, but there they look at it and say, manageable 3rd and 15. We almost feel like we have this team right where we want them. They're going to play the sticks. Exact defense we thought they were going to be in.
Boom, right there. Called them in a defense that they thought that they would be in. And that's what – here's the thing. That's why Dak went to the screen outside. When they line up in the pre-snap, he see all those safeties and corners back there, it's an automatic check.
That's an easy check.
It's an automatic check for him. That's why on the play before, they didn't do it. they ran the draw.
Well, Avante Maddox is 25 yards off the ball, or 20 yards off the ball. Yeah. Malcolm's, he's right at the stick, so he's 15 yards off. And then the corners are 10.
Yeah.
And you have one corner on each side.
And you're going to get these linemen come out there.
And crush them.
Exactly.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Ike, this one hurts, man. I mean,
it does, man.
I don't know if a lot of people out there thought that this was going to be a Super Bowl team after they're 4-4, but I just wanted a fighting chance to be like, all right, get a win, let's go on a run. And I thought this team had it in them. I did. And they showed up last night, and, just honestly, the Cowboys wanted it more. Cowboys wanted that game last night more.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. They couldn't match the physicality of Dallas. That was pretty apparent on both sides of the ball. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. The player shows at 6 o'clock. Brandon Graham will be here. Brandon had a good individual game yesterday. I thought the pass rush was pretty good. But again,
Michael Bennett had a good game.
Michael Bennett looked good.
Man.
I think it's those shoulder pads and the sleeves, man.
Oh, my God.
Make them look tougher.
That's the worst-looking outfit I've ever seen in my life. Uniform. Worst-looking uniform, gear, whatever that is.
Well, your uniforms back in the day in the neck roll were...
They were worse.
Nah, close.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.